One, two, three, four.
Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. Berlin may not be the obvious location for the Ramones Museum. Nonetheless, amidst the expensive restaurants and tourist destinations in Mitte, that's where you will find this piece of punk rock history.
I don't think I chose to open one. I think a Ramones Museum chose me to open it.
After using his own flat to house his collection of memorabilia, Ramones Museum owner Florian Haler was given a nudge to move his collection.
I just had all the stuff at home, and my girlfriend at the time, she said, it's just way too much, it's way too claustrophobic, get it out of here. I had Johnny Ramone's pants. That kind of made it okay for me to call it a museum.
But why Krasnickstrasse 23?
Because we knew we're a tourist trap. The Berlin locals don't see their own museums. I think I have seen like two Berlin museums maybe. What's good for us is that we have the shows, the concerts, so we get the locals too, you know, because they want to see the bands, you know. But the museum itself, it's mainly a tourist attraction, and I'm fine with that.
The Ramones Museum features hundreds of rare photos that cover the walls, detailing the Ramones' vivid history through images. Handwritten song lyrics are housed in glass cases, Arturo Vega t-shirt designs hang from the ceiling, and Marky Ramone's iconic sneakers also have a home within the museum. The space offers a valued place to celebrate punk rock in Berlin. Flo is returning the favor that the Ramones did for him in his youth.
It was a combination of things when, you know, when you're young and you kind of don't know where you belong. They just gave you some kind of home. You just dressed in leather jacket and jeans and you were instantly the coolest person in school. I guess it was a combination of things. I just needed a place to go because I didn't fit in anywhere. And I think that's exactly how everybody else felt who got into the Ramones. So it was a big chunk of misfits that gathered underneath the Ramones banner. And back in the day when I got into them in the 80s, nobody knew about them, so it was cool. For me, it was great because they were my band.
The museum is not simply inanimate objects in glass cases. It is an entity that is alive with the electricity of music and the tangible presence of the Ramones in punk rock today.
It looks like a living room, and I have my favorite bands that come here to play in my living room, surrounded by all the posters. When CJ Ramone played, I mean, if you would have told me 25 years ago that this guy is going to play in my Ramones Museum in 25 years, I'd be like, I never expected this to happen. And thanks to all the bands that come here and play, because they give the character to the place. I think it would just mainly be a museum for memorabilia from dead people, you know, but the bands that play and perform, they give it some sort of life, you know.
With a bold motto of Born to Die in Berlin, Flo will continue to add to his collection at the Ramones Museum, making sure there is always a space for the legacy of the Ramones and of punk rock in Berlin. For NPR Berlin, I am Lauren Napier.